The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Hallelujah, and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We're not the larger Unitarian Universalist Church in Brooklyn that you saw in our prelude, but rather we are a smaller UU fellowship located in the Philadelphia suburbs near Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Thomas Paine UU Fellowship is a caring community that aspires to empower people to grow spiritually, to nurture one another, and to work for justice and stewardship of the earth. I am Gina Mastrangeli, a member of the worship committee at Thomas Paine, and I personally extend a warm welcome to all of you this morning. Whether you are with us in person or virtually online, we welcome you. We welcome you whoever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whatever your background, your gender, identity expression, or whomever you love, we welcome you into our circle of love and compassion and joy. We extend a special welcome to all visitors here this morning. In the sanctuary, we have visiting Casey Carolina, who's a friend of our speakers, but also my friend. We've spent many election day handing out literature at the polls and exchanging life stories. My other dear friend, Terry Niccolo, an art goes to school pal, and her husband, Phil Niccolo, who is a music producer. Terry helped me with the artistic effects on the video that you're going to see later this morning that displays Dane Tillman's artwork. And also my husband, and we have Judy, who has come back. She's been here a couple times. I just met her this morning. And if you're a newcomer to our worship service online, we invite you to sign our visitor card. The link to the card appears in the chat, and you can fill it out anytime during the service. And if requested, we will send you our e-newsletter and provide you with information about our congregation. We also invite you to join us following the service for our informal online fellowship chit-chat. Today, we are fortunate and privileged to have a special guest speaker, artist Dane Tillman. December Souls Matter theme is Opening to Joy. And when I heard Dane speak at my volunteer Art Goes to School organization in October, after which we all left walking a joyful 2 feet taller, I thought, let me invite Dane to speak here in December. He agreed and sent me this title, The Joy I Have, the World Did Not Give to Me. He also sent me images of his artwork that expressed his joy, so that I could prepare a slideshow set to music, happy music. Music, like art and dance, opens the door to joy. When life becomes too heavy, music allows us to lay down our burdens so that we can lift ourselves up and move on. So therefore, this morning, to help elevate us and open ourselves to joy, the music in today's service is plentiful and diverse, a smattering of jazz, classical, folk, blues, pop, and gospel. What better way to lift the spirit? We have Dane Tillman, art, dance, music. So let us now open our service by lighting our chalice, Advent candles, and peace lamp. Phil Monas will lead us.
Good morning. We light our chalice and Advent candles with words by Megan Visser. We light the chalice this morning as a symbol of joy, not just any simple cheer, but the experience of joy that cannot be contained, a joy that asks us to proclaim our gladness as a gift to the world, even when sorrow and uncertainty abound. May we share our hearts through our words, our music, and the way we live our lives. Let the fullness of our joy lead to more freedom. Each week until Christmas, we light a new candle along with each preceding candles in the Advent wreath, which is a circle of greens. This morning marks the third Sunday of the season of Advent. The first Sunday of Advent, we lit the first candle for patience. The second candle we lit last week to dispel the darkness. The third candle this Sunday we light to bring hope into the world when we practice peacemaking. As I light the peace lamp, please respond with the words on the screen. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world.
Is that on mute? We need to be on mute. The words in this morning's gathering song are set to Beethoven's famous Ninth Symphony, the fourth movement, Ode to Joy. The lyrics in the video may not be familiar to you, and I don't know who wrote them. All I can learn is that a music teacher, Mrs. Leppard, created the video for her students. People at home, please enjoy and sing aloud. Here in the sanctuary, due to COVID restrictions, darn that COVID, we ask that you do not sing aloud, but you're welcome to move, dance, or clap to the music. And the second part of the video is for fun. Enjoy it. Our moment for all ages this morning features children from across the globe who play music, dance, and sing to the song Celebration. The movement Playing for Change created this video and all their videos to inspire and connect the world through music. Their core belief is that music has the power to break barriers, to overcome distance between people, and to unify the world through music. So enjoy this.
Celebrate your party with you. Come to last throughout the years.
So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Our speaker today, Dane Tillman, is a local artist born here in Westchester and has earned considerable fame as being one of the premier painters of the African American experience. Dane's achievements and awards are many, very, very long. So just briefly, an artwork on baseball that hangs in Coopersville's Baseball Hall of Fame, a mural for Atlantis Turner Stadium, artwork printed in Sports Illustrated, other magazines, Scholastic Books, the Western Journal of Black Studies, and many other journals. And his art has been seen on popular TV shows. Among his numerous awards is the prestigious Medal of Honor in Graphics from the American Artists Professional League. By the way, this is my research. Dane didn't give me any of this. But there's one honor that I did not know about until 2 days ago while combing the internet. Shortly after Nelson Mandela was released from prison, the Black McDonald's Association of Philadelphia gave Mandela two of Dane Tillman's reproductions. What an honor. I came to know Dane through his artwork, which he generously gave to Art Goes to School. It's our volunteer art appreciation group that services the elementary schools. For us at Art Goes to School, we consider him as our special artist. When a volunteer selects his artwork to present, the instructions are, here's his telephone number, call him up, he likes us. He always talks to Art Goes to School volunteers. And because he's donated so many of his prints to Art Goes to School, we're quite familiar with his artwork, because one always pops up every few years in our portfolios, and we never get bored. His work is fun, captivating, provokes thought and discussion, and the children could talk forever about his pictures. His artwork was created in various palette schemes and styles, covers a diverse range of subjects from music and sports and everyday people that touch your heart. So before Dane speaks this morning, let us first enjoy his artwork in a slideshow set to Pharrell Williams' song, Happy. By the way,
happens to you, don't waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Hey, go. Bring me down, can't none you. Bring me down, your love is too high. Bring me down, can't none you. Bring me down, I said.
Gina, for inviting me to come up here and do this event. You know, you just never know how life goes, how our lives are going to intersect at any time. You know, it's always a surprise to me. You know, and when she told me this opportunity was, you know, I came about, and I said, oh, I'm definitely going to do that. You know, I just love to talk. I love to share about various subjects such as joy. And the subject here is joy this particular week, and I don't have a problem talking about it. Joy for me, first of all, I discovered that joy is not something that comes from the outside. Joy is definitely an inside thing. You know, I'm a child of God, a Christian, and, you know, so I study the Word of God, and I study things in particular that I know that I can use as tools in my life. And joy has always been one of those things that has always served me well, you know, because in terms of the Word of God, it says it's a fruit of the Spirit. In other words, it did not come from the outside. It was like imparted into me or, you know, anybody who receives the Lord as a personal Savior as a fruit, as a thing that's deep within us that can be brought forth at any time. You know, and I've had lots of opportunities, just like all of us have had lots of opportunities in our lives to use this thing called joy. You know, in those dark days of the soul, of which we've all experienced. I remember in the early days when I was just starting out as an artist, I was just sharing to my friend here, KC, I lived over in a place called Nick's Funeral Home in 1983. Now, I didn't have a job for 7 months when I lived over there, but I created enough money through volunteering at the funeral home, sweeping floors, running errands, helping move bodies. I did stuff I never thought I'd ever do before in life at that funeral home. And Andrew Nix, who was the owner of that funeral home, let me slide so much regarding rent. Rent was only $200 a month, and I couldn't pay it, you know. But I told him when I left there, when I finally got a real job, quote unquote, I told him I'd pay him back every dime, and I did. But while I was there, I painted one painting called On the Move. It was a piece of the Maasai tribe, and it was a 30 by 40 inch original watercolor. I was doing watercolor at the time. And I tell you what, it took probably 150 hours to paint that piece. But I remember saying to myself, even back then, I said, guess what? I said to myself, to encourage myself, this is going to make a great success story someday. And I remember when I said that, I said, you're crazy. You know, if anybody knew how you were living right now, you know, they would never think that somehow this piece was going to, you know, represent your life's journey. And it really did represent my life's journey. I finally sold the original, you know, for a pretty substantial amount of money. But the piece meant so much to me because it spoke again of the journey that I had been through. After leaving Nick's funeral home, I was basically separated from my wife, then divorced, and I was living out of a suitcase for 2 years. Okay, going from girlfriend's house to job to my brother. We shared an apartment in West Philadelphia at that time. I was getting kicked out of some of the finer places, you know. And I ended up back home at my folks' house. And I was like, okay, I'm 25, 26 years old. I was like, what am I doing back here? But that's where I had to be to start my journey as a full-time artist. You know, that didn't stop my life from experiencing challenges in life. And as I went along, I've been a full-time artist for 38 years now, full-time. And I've painted almost 8,000 originals in my life. And I've experienced a lot of challenges. I've experienced a lot of blessings. And the one consistent thing that got me through, especially the dark days of the soul, was joy. You know, as it gets us all through those dark days of the soul, I got married again, married for 35 years, and just got divorced a couple of years ago. Have two children, 32 and 26. They both give me joy, you know, unspeakable joy. You know, their journeys in life, what they've done, what me and my ex-wife accomplished back then was, you know, it was a God thing. We used to talk to them all the time, encouraging them every single day, especially when he went to bed, you're going to be 10 times smarter than the average child, you know. And you'd be surprised the things, those seeds that were planted back then, carried them throughout their whole entire life. I always say to myself, man, I wish somebody would have told me that stuff when I was a kid. You know, my parents, you know, did the best that they could, but they didn't know anything about positive affirmations and that sort of thing. But yet, those are the things that I learned actually through a business called the Amway business, which me and KC were in way back in the day. That business taught me how to read and to study not only the Word of God, but great philosophers, you know, people who had already run the journey, had already been where I wanted to go. I realized I didn't have to reinvent the wheel. All I had to do was follow somebody else who had gone there before me. So anyway, I have a couple of scriptures here that really speak to the power of celebration and praise. I'm just going to mention a couple of them. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my soul. My soul will make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall see it, be glad. O magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. This thing here really speaks. It says, first of all, I will. I find that the joy is a choice. It's a choice. When you're in the darkest part of the day, when you're feeling that depression, and I've experienced that, you know, as often as any of us have, I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice to either stay in that dark area, you know, or that depression, or I had to encourage myself to, you know, turn things around. I've had in the past, I would dare say, 10 years, moments and seasons of depression. And I remember the first time it happened to me about 10 years ago, I just didn't want to paint. I mean, we're talking a guy, I was doing at least 300 paintings a year. I was driven, okay? Now I was driven for, you know, one of the reasons I was driven because I had to, you know, I had a family and I had bills to pay, you know, and things, you know, things that took money. So I was driven. I grew up in a workaholic family. Everybody worked. The dog worked. The mice worked. Everybody worked in that household. You had to earn your keep up in there, you know? So, you know, I understood what work was all about. But later on, especially after the kids left, all of a sudden things changed. It's like, okay, I don't have to work as hard as I worked before because the kids are now gone. And something just shifted where I just didn't want to paint. And it lasted for about 3 months. That was the first time. And, you know, over a period of 10 years, I think it's probably happened maybe 4 or 5 times, you know, where I just didn't want to anymore. But I never stopped growing. I never stopped gaining knowledge. I had to fill that void with something. And what I filled it with was with the Word of God and in just encouraging myself and sharing and encouraging others, you know, because we all been there. We've all been through those dark days of the soul. And the thing that kept me going was joy. Here's another verse that, you know, really got me through. You know, our attitude is, you know, like they used to say in the Amway business, you know, your attitude determines your altitude. You know, and that's, again, a thing that we choose. You know, in this particular verse in James 1, it says this: consider it all joy when you face diverse temptations and trials, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have its perfect result, that you be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. You know, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who liberally giveth and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But it says, let him ask in faith. So I had to understand this. First of all, I had to make a choice again to consider it all joy. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, we've all been there. You know, sometimes we just say these things. We go, yeah, whatever. I consider it all joy and all that kind of stuff. You know, so it really was about changing my attitude and saying, okay, look, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, okay? And I couldn't find it in the world. If I look for it all the days of my life, I would not find joy in the world. I had to look from the inside. So I brought it forth, and it became a power. It became a shield, if you will, a spiritual shield to cover my soul in the midst of the storms. Anybody ever been a landlord? No landlords? Okay, well, I was a landlord in Coatesville. I had 4 rental properties. I had another building and everything. Being a landlord in Coatesville can make you go postal any day. I dealt with so many experts, we're talking to tenants, who knew the laws better than I did, you know? But I was just, you know, I remember when I bought those rental properties, the realtor says, you gotta be a mean landlord. And I'm like, I don't know how to be mean. They took advantage of me. Oh, my Lord. They ran me they were riding Seabiscuit. I'm telling you, man. They ran me. I'm telling you, boy. I was so happy to get out of business. I did it from 2008 to for about 9 years, really. About 2017, I finally got out that business. And my God, I had peace of mind when I finally got out. But the things that I went through, the people that I, you know, they were experts. They were like generals of how to get over on landlords. You know, they knew every trick in the book, and I was coming in a rookie, and they knew how to get me, you know. But it was joy again, that kept me from choking the life out of more than half of them. So I called on that thing called joy so many times in life. And, you know, I still use it today. I don't know how much time I got. Have I used up all my time yet? Okay, good. I could talk forever, really. So, you know, and just even raising kids, you know, kids will put you through a zillion tests all the time. I remember when my daughter was going through those terrible teens, you know, where she just hated me, you know, and I'm like, what can I say? You know, I was like, I can't say anything, can't say good morning, you know. It was just, you just never could win. You couldn't bring logic, you couldn't bring anger, you couldn't bring, you know, money. It didn't matter. You know, she was just going to be mad at you, you know. And finally, there was one of those days somewhere when she was 24, and she actually says, you were a good dad. I said, who are you? Now, my son was completely opposite. My son, he's a captain in the Marines now, and he flies CH-53 helicopters, and he just got transferred, deployed to Japan, literally about 3 weeks ago. Never had an issue with that guy, you know, never had an issue. He was very calm, very copacetic. You know, both my kids were geniuses, you know. And that's really, I think, that goes back to that those affirmations that me and my wife used to speak over them. Because, you know, I had a C average throughout my whole entire life, you know, it seemed like. Matter of fact, you know, when I looked at my kids, you know, they're both, you know, my daughter's beautiful, my son is handsome, and they're super smart. Okay, I used to say this, you know, they look like my wife, and they think like my wife. Was I even a part of this thing? You know, so, you know, as you can see, I use joy, you know, I use laughter. Laughter is connected to joy. It's good medicine. It's really good medicine. I've gotten through more situations in life by just simply laughing at it, you know, which was a choice. You know, I could have got mad. I could have gotten irritated and, you know, I could have did a lot of things, but I chose laughter, and I still choose laughter. Still choose laughter. I think that's, you know, why I look so young. I'm 95 years old. You didn't know that, did you? You know, so it's one of those things that all of us have an opportunity to use. I've done a lot of poetry over the years, more lately in the past couple of years than I've ever done in the past. And my poems were always connected to a person. Say if a person died in my life, whether it was a family member or a close friend or a neighbor, something would rise up in me and I have to write it down, and it was just, you know, so inspirational. But as of lately, I've been doing just putting a lot of poems out there on Facebook, and this is one that I came up with that came to me, I would say, probably, it actually was in August, this past August, and I like to close with this particular poem. It says this: as the days pass and I grow old, I want to remember the things that calm my soul, the things of my past that brought me joy, when life was simple and when I was just a little boy. Though my body is slowing down, I try to find more reasons to smile and not to frown. In these crazy times we live in, I invite you to take time to go to the place where you used to smile and just sit there a while. For our life is but a vapor. Grab onto it with both hands, and don't be afraid to make demands from your life. After all, it's your gift from God. A box of blessings. Don't leave it unopened. Take and eat that chocolate cake and that T-bone steak. And tell someone that you love them today and tomorrow and don't let sorrow keep you in the dark. Pass through it like a light to a brand new day, and pray, pray, pray. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dane. Our next musical piece is another playing for change, Chanda Mama, a song from India about the moon. Share a brief joy or concern with all of us here. We will call on those in the sanctuary first to come up to the microphone. Then Mike McNeil will instruct those on Zoom to give you an opportunity to share. While you are gathering your thoughts, please enjoy the musical interlude, a guitar solo by B.B. King.
ahead and bring this time of sharing to a close. This week, we're mixing it up a little bit, and instead of singing Spirit of Life, we are using a different hymn, Come Sing a Song with Me, by the same composer, Ms. McDade. The lyrics will show up here on the video in just a moment. If you are at home, please feel free to sing along. If you are here in the sanctuary, please feel free to sing along inside your head, but let's please maintain our COVID protocols.
Before Phil gives the closing words, I just want to repeat a quote from Gautama Buddha. Happiness never decreases by being shared. Okay, Phil.
Not sure what happened, but... I sure am a lot happier than I was sweeping the porch this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I extinguished the chalice this morning with the poem It's Flung by Reverend Scott Taylor, but not the light of joy which we take with us into the world. Joy doesn't simply arise. It flies, it flings, it's flung. Between you and me, between the one who just received a gift and the one that has been looking for a long time. It's a beautiful and elegant contagion over which we have more control than we think, if only we share it. If only we notice that joy is not ours to keep, but ours to pass on, So let light up the world, friends. Joy blesses us with its exuberance so we can make that blessing grow.
Our closing song is with Odetta, "This Little Light of Mine." The lyrics are easy to pick up. So please remember, in the sanctuary, because of COVID, we can move, we can dance, we can clap. At home, please sing. I sing at home, out of tune.
There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes, there's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
May we know that together.
There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, this light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, shine, shine.
This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Bravo!